senior Taliban members met with former Afghan President Hamid Karzai and top official Abdullah Abdullah in the capital, Kabul, Wednesday, according to the site monitoring group. Abdullah had led the government's peace council during failed talks between the warring sides in Qatar. Taliban leaders, quote, have said that they pardoned all former government officials, and thus there is no need for anyone to leave the country, end quote, site said after the Taliban published images of Karzai meeting Anas Haghani, a member of the Taliban negotiating team. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and top U.S. Army General Mark Milley are briefing President Joe Biden on Afghanistan at the White House Wednesday, a White House official said. At least three people were killed in an anti-Taliban protest in the Afghan city of Jalalabad Wednesday, witnesses said, as the militant group moved to set up a government and Western countries stepped up evacuations of diplomats and civilians. A Western official tells Reuters about 5,000 diplomatic, security staff, aid workers, and Afghans have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the past 24 hours. U.S. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians trying to leave Afghanistan. Sullivan says the timetable for completing the evacuation of Americans, Afghan allies, and others has yet to be worked out with the country's new rulers. NATO foreign ministers will hold an emergency video conference Friday to discuss the unfolding situation in Afghanistan and what steps they can take, the alliance's chief said. He tweeted Wednesday that he's convened the extraordinary virtual meeting, quote, to continue close coordination and discuss our common approach on Afghanistan, end quote. This is VOA News. In a joint statement with other countries, the United States says it is deeply worried about Afghan women and girls, their rights to education, work, and freedom of movement. The U.S. and other allies say the international community will monitor closely how any future government in Afghanistan ensures rights for women and girls. Haiti, first hit by Saturday's earthquake, where the death toll is up to around 2,000, is now also cleaning up from Tropical Storm Grace. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Families sleeping on the streets in Lake High with little to no cover were drenched by the heavy rains and flooding. Search and rescue resuming now that the tropical storm has passed, but officials on the ground saying the likelihood of finding anyone alive in the rubble diminishing. Meanwhile, hospitals are overrun. Estimates are 10,000 injured from the magnitude 7.2 earthquake. The UN announcing yesterday they were allocating $8 million for recovery efforts. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
This money will provide essentials such as health care, clean water, emergency shelter, and sanitation for people impacted by this disaster.
Haitian officials say the earthquake left about 30,000 families homeless. I'm Julie Walker.
Myanmar's security forces have killed more than 1,000 civilians since the military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi from power 6 months ago, an advocacy group said Wednesday. The country has been in turmoil since February 1st, when the armed forces seized power in a lightning coup, triggering dissent as protesters demanded a return to democracy. Activist group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners verifies the deaths and mass arrests under the regime. Said the number of people killed by security forces reached 1,001 Wednesday. The United States has authorized a COVID booster for all Americans starting September 20th, according to U.S. officials. They say COVID vaccine protection decreases over time. Researchers have been monitoring the performance of the COVID-19 vaccines to see how long protection lasts and to understand when to recommend boosters. At a news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the U.S. needs to take action to make sure the vaccine remains effective.
We are planning for Americans to receive booster shots starting next month to maximize vaccine-induced protection. Our plan is to protect the American people and to stay ahead of this virus.
Hong Kong will tighten entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States and 15 other countries beginning Friday, extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, travelers were able to serve only 7 days of quarantine if they were fully vaccinated and tested positive for antibodies prior to departure. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.